News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Okay, let's bring in Paul Moyna, Professor of Immunology and Director of the Kathleen Lonsdale Institute for Human Health Research at NUI Maynooth. Paul, do you think these restrictions proposed by NPHET are sensible, or are they too much?
Good morning, Shane. Morning. To be honest, Shane, I'm not really sure in terms of the basis for some of the decisions. They might have some benefits, but again, they seem quite random and arbitrary to me. I think there's bigger concerns here, I think, in terms of maybe some of the decisions NPHET have actually made over the last number of months and some of the messaging coming out from NPHET. So, you know, you mentioned there, you and Jonathan mentioned there in relation to schools. Like, I think big mistakes were made. Like, back in September, contact tracing, for example, was stood down. The reason being that children were missing too much school. But we had the option of keeping contact tracing and using antigen testing. And again, there's been a resistance last year from NPHET in terms of using antigen testing. We saw over the last number of days the reluctance of NPHET again to embrace advice from experts in the area of ventilation and air filtration. There seems to be almost this reluctance to accept scientific advice from outside. And I think we need to begin to look at that and ask the questions and learn from the mistakes. And if mistakes have been made, learn from them. Whereas at the moment, it seems to me that if mistakes are made, so that narrative is defended. And again, we end up now with new restrictions that I'm not convinced that they're going to be very impactful, but we know that they're going to be highly impactful in terms of those sectors, for example. So I'm not convinced by the strategy that's being used at the moment. I think we need to go back. We need to embrace more. And again, this discussion has taken place for many, many months with antigen testing, but we now have this situation again, which to me, from a scientific point of view, makes absolutely no sense. Where NPHET are emphatic in terms of saying that antigen tests should not be used for symptomatics. And I do not understand that at all.
Finish your point. Sorry.
So Shane, if you look, ECDC, they produced a report last year, updated a few weeks ago, basically stating that rapid antigen tests are most useful when prevalence is high and when PCR capacity is exceeded. Last week or the week before, there was about 200,000 PCR tests, but 700,000 symptomatics presented. And again, the decision was made and the message was out there, do not use rapid antigen tests. Yet this is when they're at their most sensitive. And then, yes, this week as well, we've heard, for example, use antigen tests 48 hours before travel. The value of rapid antigen tests is that they should be used on the day to give you real-time information. So there just seems to be a complete disconnect here in terms of, you know, scientific approach. So I'd be very concerned.
On that, I think it was Philip Nolan's comments about the systems of ventilation being used in classrooms, saying that they were really of no use. I'm paraphrasing here, and I hope I'm paraphrasing correctly. Were you surprised by that?
I was surprised in the sense that expert groups are being invited in to give their expert views, and then the recommendations and the reports are basically being ignored. And this is not the first time. So this refers obviously to ventilation. Remember back in March when the rapid testing group, chaired by Mark Ferguson, scientific advisor to the government, and they produced a report on antigen testing. And that has essentially been ignored by NPHET as well. And instead, in both of those cases, again, the decision came back and where the decision was made within and based on the expertise within the Department of Health. So there seems to be a reluctance here to embrace scientific approach and scientific advice from the outside, and that does concern me.
Okay. Just before we let you go, can I ask you about Omicron? Research from South Africa suggesting it may be three times more infectious than other variants. What's your take on this?
So on that front, Shane, so it seems to be better than the previous variants in terms of reinfecting people. So if you were infected with some of the previous variants, it seems to be quite good at reinfecting and better than the other variants. But we don't know. So one thing is, in terms of this Omicron, can it bypass the protection that we see, for example, with respect to serious illness? And again, I would expect that the vaccines will still do a good job in that sense. And also, even though the Omicron may be able to bypass and be better in terms of reinfecting, the vaccines may still offer some protection from infection as well. So we await that data.
Okay. Paul Moynagh, Professor of Immunology at NUI Maynooth. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.